Hi, I'm Laura, and I'm on the Chrome accessibility team at Google. In this quick video, I'm going to show you some different ways to navigate Chrome on your Mac using just the keyboard. We'll cover setting up full keyboard access, common browsing techniques, and where you can get more information. First, I'm going to start off with something that's specifically for the Mac. It's called full keyboard access. And by default, your Mac keyboard is set to navigate only to text boxes and lists on your screen. But when you make a quick change in settings, you can access all controls on the screen. So I'll navigate to System Preferences. There are a handful of ways to do this, but I'll go ahead and press Command and then the spacebar to open up Apple's Spotlight search, then type System Preferences and press Enter. From here, I can type Keyboard in the search box, arrow down to Keyboard Shortcuts, and press Enter. Towards the bottom of the screen, under the Full Keyboard Access section, simply make sure that the option for All Controls is selected. And we're all set. Now let's talk about browsing. You may already know that you can browse a page in a few different ways. Using the up and down arrow keys, holding down the function key and pressing the up and down keys to jump through larger sections of the page, holding down the function key and pressing the left or right arrows to jump to the top or bottom of the page, or if you're on a Mac desktop computer with a full keyboard, you can use the home and end keys to do the same thing. But did you know that you can also scroll down whole sections of a page just by pressing the spacebar? When you reach the end of a page, simply press Shift with the spacebar to scroll back up. To move around the page, jumping from one clickable thing to another, press Tab. And to jump backwards, Shift Tab. Now I'm going to stay on this tab, but go to another web page. I'll press Command L, as in location, to place my cursor in the Omnibox, type a URL, and then press Enter. If I want to go back to the previous page, I just hold down the Command key and press the left arrow. To go forward again, you probably guessed, I can press Command and the right arrow key. I can also do this same thing another way. I can press Command and the left bracket to go back to the previous page. The left bracket is next to the letter P on your keyboard. And to go forward again, if you guessed Command right bracket, you got it. If I want to refresh the page at any time, I can press Command R, as in refresh. And to get to the home page at any time, which I personally have set to google.com, I press Command Shift H, as in home. Next, if I hold down Command and Shift and press the question mark, it opens the Help menu, and my cursor is automatically placed in the Help search box. With the Help menu open, I can now type a search term, press the down arrow and then Enter to report an issue to Google, or I can press down again and then Enter to open up Google Chrome's Help Center in a new tab. Remember, Command Shift question mark will open up that menu. Finally, I'm going to close the whole browser by pressing Command Q, as in quit. So now we've seen some helpful ways to browse by keyboard and where to find additional help. To provide our team with feedback or ask questions on anything I've covered today, join our Google group and drop us an email at chrome-accessibility@googlegroups.com. To learn more about Google accessibility, check out google.com/accessibility. To sign up for user studies to explore new features and help to shape Google products, go to google.com/usability. Also, look out for other videos about different ways to make Chrome work better for you. Again, I'm Laura, and on behalf of myself and the Chrome accessibility team, thanks for watching. And don't forget, we have a handful of other videos about Chrome accessibility. Check them out here.